Hello, Nascanello. Today I have the pleasure of introducing Chief Warrant Officer Dino Clemente today. So how are you doing today, sir?
Great. Hello, MC2 and NES Sigonella. I'm Chief Warrant Officer Dino Clemente, and NES Sigonella Mustang Association will be hosting a LDO and CWO brief on 25 June in the Compass Room, NES 1, at 1100-1300. So please put that on your calendar. Again, that's 25 June, designed to explain what LDO and CWO programs are.
And why are you having this meeting specifically?
The purpose is that the brief is going to explain, there are two exceptional career paths for enlisted sailors to become commissioned officers while continuing to use their technical expertise.
Sounds like a wonderful opportunity. I can't wait to get into more. And we're definitely going to be explaining what LDOs and CWOs when we come back. And we're back. And we're going to be talking about specifically what LDOs and CWOs are and the difference between them. Because I know it can be definitely confusing, especially for someone like me. I had no idea when I first joined until I actually had the pleasure of meeting an LDO and CWO actually in the same office. And they're just very similar when you read the descriptions, but they are different in some ways. Can you get into that, sir?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a great question. So LDOs, limited duty officers, and chief warrant officers. So limited duty officers are technical managers who bridge the gap between enlisted and unrestricted officer communities, such like pilots, surface war officers, submarine officers, SEAL officers, EOD. And mainly LDOs, they're selected for their leadership and their expertise, and they serve in billets directly related to their enlisted rating.
It's so interesting seeing a warrant officer in LDO because you almost don't know how to talk to them because it's so rare to actually talk with them.
Right. And so like chief warrant officers like myself, right? So we're specialists and technical experts in our field, and CWOs focus more narrowly on maintaining and managing complex systems and operations. So it's nice to know when you meet a chief warrant officer, they were a senior enlisted rating, they had achieved and they had made the rank of at least a minimum of a chief. Now, there are also all the other warrant officer programs that start at WO1s, and it's being offered in the Navy for air vehicle pilots and in the crypto fields.
It's so interesting they have such unique and specific career paths that are probably amazing for some people that just want them. And when we come back, we'll be talking about why you should apply to these programs. Now we'll be talking about why you should apply to these programs to becoming a CWO and an LDO. Sir, can you get out? What was your inspiration?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a fantastic question. So when I first enlisted, I want to say the year I enlisted, right? That way I won't tell you how old I am, right? But when I first came in, definitely wanted to inspire to make chief, right? So that was always my goal. And sometimes, you have to decide, what is going to work best for you, right? And so I applied 6 times. So I knew early on that being a naval officer was what I wanted to inspire and become. And there would be a ton of times where I would ride on my ball cap and just kind of visualize and get a feel for that's what I wanted to do in the Navy. And I remember the first time I was on the USS Ronald Reagan, and I came across a W-4 who became the Navy's first W-5, and that was Leon Cole. And I just remember seeing his collar device, and that was his rating badge. And to me, it just absolutely inspired me to, that's what I wanted to do in the Navy. And then most importantly, why should you apply, right? So you want to stay technical, right? Unlike traditional officer programs, you don't have to leave your technical field behind. And that was always extremely important to me. The leadership opportunities, right? So you're going to lead sailors, and you're going to shape the future of your rating, your job, for years in the future. There's tons of career growth, right? So commissioning opens the door for advancement, better pay, and increased responsibility. And most importantly, something that's absolutely dear to my heart is a legacy, right? So many of us are, many respected leaders in the Navy actually started as LDOs and CWOs.
It's actually a very interesting career path. I think it actually is amazing because when we first join, the first thing you get after you get boot camp is you go to A school and you get your rate. And some people just want to hold on to that because that's a part of their career and what inspired them to keep going. When we come back, we'll be talking about the requirements to actually go to these programs because it's definitely an interesting path to take. And now we're going to be talking about the eligibility requirements for putting in package for CWO and LDO. Sir, can you get that? Because that's probably a unique experience.
Yeah, absolutely, MC2. So I'm going to highlight some key eligibility areas, right? So for the rank for LDOs, you want to be E6 through E9, and it varies by designator. For chief warrant officers, E7 through E9, and in most cases, time in service for LDOs are 8 to 14 years, and some exceptions do exist, and chief warrant officers, 14 to 20 years, and it varies. But again, you want to pay attention to that an AVAMINA gets released that talks about the LDO and CWO program. That way, if in case you have to put a waiver in, it normally would be up to 180 days. Some of the competition, right? So selection rates vary, but strong, complete packages absolutely stand out. And the deadline for your package is 1 October. And that application process for your package is going to include command endorsement from your CO, 3 appraisals, normally from board members, evaluations, LDO and CWO, just an opportunity to have a mentor or coordinator to set up your boards, prims, awards, qualifications, and again, your deadline for your package is 1 October, and I can't stress how important that is.
Sir, can you give us a brief overview of how your application process was like? Because you said you applied 6 times, so you were highly motivated. That process had to have been interesting.
Thanks, MC2. I was absolutely motivated. So tips for success, right? So you absolutely want to start early, right? So I knew from get-go, as soon as, if I was a non-select, my package, I was just finding out the ways I could make it better, right? So I would start early, look at your record, right? And nobody's gonna know your record better than you. So, and then talk to mentors, right? Get to know other LDOs and chief warrant officers. That way you can get a feel for how they got commissioned. And you, what you want is honest feedback on your package. And again, don't chase a quota, right? So know your designator that you're applying to, right? Read the community brief and then know what you need.
That's a wonderful experience. I feel like finding a mentor in those communities is hard, but it is worth it. So when we come back, we'll be talking about the final thoughts and wrap-ups and how you can get in more information. So I just want to thank you for coming out. It's been a wonderful interview, and I've definitely got a glimpse into these amazing programs of becoming an LDO and warrant officer. Could you want to put out any more information?
Yeah, absolutely, MC2, and I appreciate, you know, the AFN team and yourself, you know, for doing this interview. But limited duty officers and chief warrant officer programs are about rewarding proven leaders who are ready to do more for the Navy while staying grounded in their expertise. If you believe you have what it takes, don't wait. Start building your package and your future. And again, our rodeo, our CWO and LDO brief is going to be held 25 June, 1100 to 1300 at the Compass Room at NAS1. So I look forward to seeing you there.
It's definitely going to be a great time. You definitely should show up to that. It sounds like an amazing opportunity. Thank you for coming out, sir.
Thank you, MC2.